At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland yesterday, one of President Obama's top economic advisors offered a sobering assessment of the U.S. economy. Lawrence Summers called recent economic growth a paper recovery. He said President Obama's policies aimed at preventing a collapse seem to be working, but the high level of unemployment in the United States remains, he says, disturbing.
And when it comes to gender equality in corporate America, the percentage of women on the boards of Fortune 500 companies is still only about 15%. In Norway, the number is much higher. It's more than 40%. And that's because a law requires companies to make sure women make up 40% of the corporate boards. Now France is trying to follow Norway's lead. The government there has introduced a law that would require French companies to make their boards of directors 40% female within 5 years. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
La parole est à Bernard Cazeneuve.
The French Parliament is in the thick of a debate over how to promote égalité between the sexes in the workplace. Never mind that female politicians make up only 17% of this chamber. Lawmakers want French companies to open up their boards to women. Jean-François Copé is a sponsor of the measure put forward by President Nicolas Sarkozy's Conservative Party. Copé says the new law will be like an electric shock to French companies and force them to change their ways.
The differences of remunerations between the women and men for the same job is really a problem. And if we want to improve on this field, we have to implement a legislation where the boards progressively go into an amount of 40%.
Copé says more women on boards will trigger changes at the strategic center of companies where compensation and career opportunities are decided. French corporate boards have less than 8% women, one of the lowest levels in Europe and on a par with Turkey. French lawmaker Françoise de Panafieux says she's 62 and has spent her entire life struggling in a man's world.
Il y a une vraie réticence, ce qu'on appelle un plafond de verre en France.
Women face a real glass ceiling in France, in the business world and in politics, for any positions of real authority. It's as if the men have gotten together and conspired to keep out half of humanity.
Panafieux says without a law forcing companies to put more women in key positions, nothing will change. But the pro-business parliamentarian says it's also important that the law be workable. She was set to vote against an earlier version of the bill, which called for, in her words, an unrealistic 50% quota and unreasonable penalties for companies that didn't comply.
C'est essentiel, la question de la parité.
The question of gender parity is essential, but we can't jeopardize the success of our companies. They provide jobs, and employment is the number one concern of the French. Don't forget that we're in the middle of an economic crisis. We can't be excessive.
Despite the historically entrenched opposition of business chiefs to quotas, advocates say the current bill is the result of a huge change in public attitudes towards gender equality. Today, it's hard to find anyone to speak out against the proposed law, and even French figures not known for their feminist stances have endorsed the new corporate quotas. Other European countries, too, are changing their ways. Spain and the Netherlands have passed similar laws, and Belgium, Britain, and Germany are thinking about it.
Oui, bonjour.
Receptionist man the switchboard at the worldwide headquarters of L'Oréal in Paris. But women don't just answer phones here. L'Oréal has been actively promoting women's careers for the past 25 years.
We all know that the crucial and difficult point is with maternity leave. Because it's at this moment that there is some discrimination.
That's Jean-Claude Legrand, the man in charge of L'Oréal's Diversity and Non-Discrimination Unit. Legrand says L'Oréal provides kindergarten facilities and maternity leave packages that allow women to maintain high-powered careers and have children. A 2007 McKinsey study of the largest European companies found that for those with at least 3 women on their executive committees, operating profit was nearly twice as high. While the study stops short of attributing this performance to the presence of women, Legrand believes diversity makes good business sense.
It's clear that when there is a good balance between male and female, there is more creativity, there is more performance, there is more ideas, and we are more successful.
Because it has already cultivated a pool of talented female executives, Legrand says L'Oréal will not have a problem meeting the quota for its board. But that won't be the case for many other French companies. With support on both the right and left, the bill is likely to pass and become law by the end of the year. Then the hunt will be on for talented French businesswomen. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.